Christmas Monitor continues with a word from an American in Okinawa.
Hello, Monitor. This is Florence Galicki on Okinawa. I believe one of my most memorable Christmases was spent in New Mexico. Never spending any Christmas holidays without snow, I guess I've never been so very homesick in my life. My boyfriend did make up for this with a borrowed roll of homemade pepperoni. Just knowing it came all the way from Pennsylvania made me feel just great. This year, here on Okinawa, my thoughts could only be of next year. Knowing I'll be a civilian, I promise to spend next Christmas in good old Newburgh, New York. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm Merrill Muller, and here's Andy Williams on Christmas Monitor.
Hear what I hear.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
See what I see.
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
See what I see.
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Sky shepherd boy, will you hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear.
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king. What I know, in your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
We're about to hear from Paris at Christmas time, but first we think a big salute goes again to London's Bond and Oxford streets. Every year the major cities of the world compete in decorating their major avenues, and again Oxford and Bond streets have won it with a plateau of Christmas cards. Each set of light poles is made up as a different Christmas card. And speaking of presents,
remember, this Christmas is every Christmas. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, it's Victor Borger. Wishing you all a very, very merry, merry Christmas.
From Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
Nichols and May shortly on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor Comedy Time presents Mike Nichols and Elaine May in a typical domestic scene.
Honey, I want a divorce.
What is it?
I just want one.
You're kidding me.
No, I've been thinking about it for about a week or 2 weeks, and I really want a divorce.
But darling, I thought we were so happy.
Well, I'm not so much that I'm unhappy. I mean, I'm not miserable, but I feel that I would like a divorce.
But Fern.
Yes, Lyle?
Everything has been fine. I thought this was the best year we've had in our marriage.
I know, it's...
We settled in. I've been doing well in the job.
Yes, that's true.
You seemed very happy.
It's true. I tell you, it bewilders me as much as it bewilders you. I've tried for the week after the thought occurred to me to figure out why, you know.
There's someone else.
No?
You can tell me.
There is no one else.
You can tell me.
There's nobody else. No one else at all. I want a divorce. Just want one. I can't even find a really valid reason. Certainly, you're a fine, good man. And you know how I feel about you.
But, darling...
I just don't really want to be married to you anymore. Don't take that personally, please.
Well, how can I not?
But,
I mean, are you serious?
But
you come after me out of the clear blue.
It's my problem. I mean, I'm sure there's something wrong with me. Perhaps I just can't stand happiness in it.
Tell me not to take it personally. There is someone, isn't there?
No, there's not. There's absolutely no one.
Are you bored with me?
No, I'm very interested in you when you're here. I mean, I love to talk to you. I think you're a really witty conversationalist.
But you don't love me anymore.
Well, I love you in a way. In a way. I love you in my way. But not in a married way. Not in a way that would make me want to be married to you. I just want a divorce. May I have one?
All right, honey. Frankly, you've spoiled my surprise. I was going to give it to you for Christmas.
Well, he can always surprise her with remarriage for her birthday. Nichols and May, married, divorced, or just shopping around, are regulars on Monitor Comedy Time every weekend. the Harry Simeon Corral there, and an important shopping tip right here.
Remember, this Christmas is every Christmas, every woman alive, once Chanel number 5.
This is Risa Stevens, taking this moment on Monitor to wish you a very merry, merry Christmas season and happiness in the new year.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
This is Monitor, greeting listeners across the nation on the NBC Radio Network.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest,
the happiest New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness, happiness and cheerfulness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest,
happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer and the happiest.
The merriest,
the merriest,
oh yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest,
yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year.
May your tree be filled with happiness,
happiness and friendliness for all. Happiness and cheerfulness and friendliness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest,
yes, the happiest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer.
A visit with Brigitte Bardot, coming up on Monitor Beacon. On Christmas Monitor. You are, be at home with Monitor on NBC Radio. In the area of Pocatello, Idaho, you'll hear us on KSEI. I'm Merrill Muller.
wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Hi, this is Mel Torme. And as the co-composer of the few words I just sang, you must know how delightful it is for me to be able to say to you, through the facilities of Monitor, a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year to everyone within the sound of my voice.
Greetings to each and everyone from Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.